Saturday morning, good morning, it is Trina Mara here on Something for the Weekend. And if you missed, by the way, any of our interviews, they're all up there on Spotify. You can listen back to the podcast. And Dr. Jennifer Owens is in from the glowclinic.ie. Morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Trina.
So I don't know how many people had a good night's sleep last night. If you've got small children, you're probably wrecked and you probably didn't. But hopefully you've had a few hours. How many hours sleep a night do we need?
There's a bit of a kind of conflict in the literature on that, and even between sleep experts. People say 8 hours. Personally, I find if I get a good 7 hours, like good quality, not interrupted, I'm as good as I can be.
Solid, not on your phone
exactly.
At 2 a.m, just checking a text that might have come in, or
exactly.
Up at 5, checking the Daily Mail.
I know, we all do it. We all do it. But it's about breaking those habits. But yeah, decent sleep quality. You know, if you're struggling to lose weight, you've got acne or your skin is just not what you want it to be, or your hormones, you know, you're hitting a stage in life where your hormones may not be as balanced as they once were, you're really going to struggle to solve any of that if you are not getting appropriate sleep for you.
How do we solve the problem though? I know a lot of people will reach for the sleeping tablets.
Yeah, the sleeping tablets, like, I think they can be good to break a cycle. You know, I am not kind of originally the best sleeper myself. It's something that I do struggle with. So it's something I'm really, really, really interested in and really passionate about. Sleeping tablets, I have used them myself. If I'm going through a cycle where I'm just not sleeping, I get into bed and I'm like, oh my God, I'm wired again.
Yeah.
I'm really
tired. But do you
tired.
Feel tired? You do feel tired.
You can, yeah. I do feel tired. But yeah, the sleeping tablet, it will get you to sleep. It's not the same sleep. It's not the same reparative sleep with your kind of deep sleep, your REM sleep. Mm-hmm. But as a go-to tool, it is not something I recommend. I tend to feel quite hungover after it.
Okay.
You know, you don't feel full energy bouncing out of the bed the next day. Instead, looking at your circadian rhythm, your eating patterns and your tech patterns.
Yeah.
Or your blue light
patterns. These Fitbits and everything that a lot of people would have gotten as gifts over Christmas time, they can record your sleep patterns, can't they?
Yeah. And you know that old saying, knowledge is power. It's really interesting. I always kind of thought, oh God, I'm a terrible, terrible sleeper. I can be woken really easily. When I got a Fitbit, I realised I was a great sleeper for the first half of the night. But if you wake me at 3 a.m, I might not get back to sleep.
Okay, so you need to be not disturbed at all. Okay.
Whereas people are different. So identifying where you're getting your deep sleep and what part of the night is more important for you can help you identify what suits you.
Does going to bed earlier help at all? No?
It can help for some people. Most of us, I think about 80% of the population, you know, you want to be in bed between 11 and 7 a.m.
Because what I always do it, and it can be guaranteed, my husband has a joke about this all the time. We start watching something on Netflix.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he even did it the other night. He goes, I've just written something down on my phone. I'll tell you what it is in a few minutes. And what he does is he writes down at what time he reckons I'm going to be asleep at on the couch by.
Oh, wow.
And normally he is absolutely correct. It's normally between about, you know, 7 or 8 minutes later,
oh
I'm asleep
God.
On the couch.
You need to get him to work on the lottery numbers then,
I
if
know,
he's that
yeah,
good at predicting
yeah.
things.
But that's the thing. If we're starting to doze off on the couch, it's probably,
that,
we probably should have gone to bed by then.
I mean, if you're tired, most people are sleep deprived. If you've got young kids, you're commuting, or you're exposed to an awful lot of blue spectrum light, that's interfering with your sleep. I read a very interesting study recently where it was saying that, you know, the blue light from your phone interferes with your melatonin production. Your melatonin is the thing that gets you to go to sleep. It's also very important in anti-aging. So you want all the melatonin that you're supposed to have. But if you're on your phone in your bed until like 11 p.m., and then you turn it off, you've actually delayed your melatonin production by about an hour, sometimes a bit more, up to 3 hours. But you also interfere with sleep the following night and the night after that.
Technology has a lot to answer for. And I mean, teenagers must be absolutely wrecked because they cannot put the phone down for 2 minutes.
I know. It's a tough one. We are, I mean, apps are designed to keep us in the app so they can advertise to us. They're designed to hold our attention. You know, I certainly don't switch off all my devices at 6 p.m. That's not realistic in this day and age. What you can do, what I use is I use glasses that block blue light. So I use the Amber eyewear. I use those ones during the day. They look quite normal. So I don't get too many strange looks.
You're writing this down. Amber Eyewear, okay.
Amber Eyewear, and they're an Irish company, which is always nice to support. They look really nice. I think people took me really more seriously when I started wearing them, actually. They thought I was smarter or something. And then I wear orange ones. If I'm on my laptop for a few hours in the evening, I have these orange ones from True Dark, a Canadian company that block kind of, I think it's about 75-80% of blue light. So, you know those headaches you can get from looking from working on your laptop?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and like, I mean, the amount of people that go home from work, feed their kids, put them to bed and log on to work for a couple of hours in the evening, which is totally mucking with their circadian rhythm. Those glasses can help. Now, the orange ones, you do look like Bono. Sorry, Bono. No offence. But they are orange.
I totally wasn't expecting you to say that.
They are orange. You know, my boyfriend just rolls his eyes now if we're on a flight and I'm like, so oh, junk light on with the orange glasses.
Do you start going, yay?
No, but your eyes do. They really relax. They calm down. About as chilled out as Bono is.
Oh, gosh. So sleep is so important and it really wrecks your skin.
It wrecks your skin. Well, it wrecks your hormones. It wrecks your circadian rhythm. You're messing with all these things that are designed to make you function as well as you can. And then, you know, you sit in an air-conditioned or heated office all day in blue light and you're going to wonder why you don't feel so great.
Okay, I think we all need to retire to save our skin. Thank you very much. There's Dr. Jennifer Owens from theglowclinic.ie. This is something for the weekend on Classic Hits. By the way, do you want to give your Instagram a little plug there?
Oh, yeah. So I have two Instagrams, so I'm not one to talk about not being on my phone, but one is the Glow Clinic IE and at the Daily Glow as well is my kind of blog one where I talk about more of this kind of stuff.
This is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.